With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Former President Trump intends to return to Butler, Pennsylvania for another campaign event. The former president's rally on July 13th was cut short after an assassination attempt that left one attendee dead and two others injured. It's unclear when or where the rally will take place. Meanwhile, the FBI says former President Trump was, in fact, hit in the ear with a bullet, whether whole or fragmented into smaller pieces. This follows FBI Director Christopher Wray's testimony to Congress earlier this week, where he said it was not clear if a bullet or shrapnel had hit Trump's ear. In a post on Truth Social, Trump responded to the FBI statement by saying, quote, "I assume that's the best apology that we'll get from Director Wray, but it's fully accepted," end quote. A firefighting tanker plane crashed in eastern Oregon, killing the pilot.
The U.S. Bureau of Land Management contracted the single pilot tanker plane to help battle the Falls Fire in Oregon, burning at the edge of the Malheur National Forest. Meanwhile, around Chico, California, where the Park Fire is burning, a suspect's being presented in court, accused of pushing a burning car into a gully, sparking the blaze. Sheriff Corey Honey.
It is particularly maddening that this particular fire was caused by an individual.
The Park Fire's consumed more than 130 structures and burned around 250 square miles since Wednesday. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Arsonist attacked France's high-speed rail network early Friday. The director of the French high-speed trains on the Atlantic line.
For us, it's really a pity. It's difficult to accept also, just because obviously we were working for months to make sure that everything was going to happen properly. And today, it's hard to accept.
This is SRN News. A ranking of states on religious freedom.
It comes from First Liberty Institute, and it lists Illinois as the best state in the nation for religious liberty with a score of 81%. FLI says Illinois has the most religious freedom protections of all, coming in second place, Florida at 73%, and then Montana at 66%. West Virginia is the worst state for religious liberty with only 24%, according to First Liberty. However, West Virginia has improved its score from last year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge rules that a Texas woman who was jailed and charged with murder over a self-induced abortion when she was 4 months pregnant in 2022 can move forward with a lawsuit. U.S. District Judge Drew Tipton denied a motion from prosecutors and the sheriff to dismiss the lawsuit during a hearing in the border city of McAllen. The woman wants $1 million for that abortion. This is SRN News. Stocks got a big boost to close out the week.
Wall Street rallied Friday following encouraging reports on inflation and on profits at 3M and other big U.S. companies. The S&P 500 rose 1.1% for its best day in 7 weeks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped 1.6%, and the NASDAQ Composite rose 1%. The market's gains were widespread, including both influential big tech companies like NVIDIA and smaller stocks. That's a departure from much of this week, where a divide deepened between the two groups. Treasury yields eased after the latest inflation data reinforced expectations for coming cuts to interest rates. Damian Troisi, New York.
A viral TikTok challenge is forcing Chipotle to address complaints about portion sizes. The Chipotle camera trick challenge started trending after a Chipotle customer posted video of an employee who added more food to his bowl because he was being filmed. More details at srnnews.com.